Hey, everybody. Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, hold on a second. My speakers are off again. Hello.
Morning.
Hi, Kay. Could you hear me when my speakers were off? Oh, okay. Darn. Could you tell I was talking to Art? I can't hear you. I can't hear you, Rick.
Rick, you're muted.
We didn't hear you when you were on the phone.
Gotcha. That's good, because I was talking about you, Rick.
Good. My ears were burning.
Yeah. Actually, it was Art and Sandy. So, yeah. They're doing... Actually, Art sounds okay.
He was elk hunting on Friday.
Hey, Bob.
This is Logger Man.
All right.
Love it.
And keeps my pants up though.
And Philomath colors too. That is
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Rocking the beeves this morning.
Yay, beeves. About time.
It's our first win in 10 years. You might as well enjoy it for a few days.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 more years before we do it again.
That's true.
We were surprised by the cannons. That's how we knew.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't even hear that.
I heard them.
I didn't think they did the cannons.
Okay. Oh. I didn't realize they do that. Do they only do that when they win? Or is it only the ducks?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man.
What's happening? You give those beavers a bad time, we're going to have a talk.
I'm standing up for them, Oscar. Don't worry.
Oh, good. Thank you. You got the right colors on.
We can't see you, Oscar.
Yeah, we can't.
That's okay.
Because I got my video. I didn't shave.
Oh, gee, neither did I.
Oh, no.
Yeah, neither did I.
What a shame.
Help.
Do you really think we can tell?
Or 1 minute.
No, I don't think so.
Bring in a chair, honey.
You want for the kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Suzanne's doing Sunday school this morning, right? Right?
He's not.
Oh, Colin.
No.
No.
Suzanne is not doing Sunday school this morning.
Okay.
Nope. Colin can make bacon and eggs. And
The kids were all sitting in front of the... They were ready.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, this... Like, I know all of us on this call, this is just like a Sunday, but usually this Sunday is very quiet, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and we don't even have... In Sunday school, so
that's true.
That's why Suzanne held off.
There's always next week.
Well, yeah,
we were glad because we didn't get the materials to the kids yet. So
yeah.
Maybe we'll do that this week.
Yeah, our kids left theirs at their mom's house, so they didn't have their stuff either. We said, "Oh, it's okay. You can just show up." Mm-hmm. Well, apparently you can't, so that's okay.
I've been wanting to watch it. Because the first time we did it in person and there were children in the fellowship hall around the TV, I think there were three or four, and they were just glued to that presentation of Suzanne. So yeah. I think I might miss, Mer starts next week. Well, anyway, I was thinking about tuning out of... this Bible study and go to Suzanne's, but
yeah,
that won't happen.
Well, I've got some updates on that, so you might want to do that. And a few more coming on here. We got Jan Scar, I think. Jan's tuning in, and we got a really good looking lady named AL. That must be my wife. All right.
Yeah.
Well, good to see you guys. We'll take a Show us your screen, Alicia. He likes to hide. She likes to hide. She's there though.
Oh, there.
There she is.
There's your screen.
She got up really young.
Yeah. All right. Sweet.
All we get. You ask and you shall receive.
Yeah. Alicia does this workout in the morning, I'm not going to say the story. She's on the other. I shouldn't say this, but she doesn't share her screen. She doesn't like to share her screen. She just likes to participate.
I don't on my workout either. I don't want people looking at me.
Yeah, I hear you. Hi, Ken.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
How are you?
Yeah. All right. So just great to see all of you. We're kind of recovering from Thanksgiving here. This is kind of a laid back Bible study, if you even want to call it that. It's a wired word discussion. And really, it's more a discussion. And I've got some Bible passages to bring in here, of course. But boy, this is a lot to talk about in this discussion, if you took a look at the material. And so I think this is going to be really good. Just some updates for everyone. First off, next Sunday, we're planning. We're pretty sure this is going to go forward. Next Sunday is the drive-through service at 11 o'clock at Peace. It's the first Sunday of the month. And so that's communion, but also it's an opportunity to bring the Vine of Moses virtual tag. The gift that you purchase for those that are in need. So that's next Sunday. If you come for communion, you also get to bring a gift as well. So just want to remind you on that. Let's see. Another little thing to share. The midweek services are all online. That was decided last month, even before the freeze. So on Wednesday, there will be a service. It's just a short, maybe 20-minute time to reflect. There's some instrumental music, just a time to cool down for the evening. That's kind of what Advent does, and prep our hearts for the coming of Jesus. And so we're giving Wednesday services, the 2nd, the 9th, and the 16th. So just want to share that with everyone. Jonathan, good to see you. I see you said good morning. Good morning to you. The other thing to share is adult Bible study. Oscar mentioned that Merv was going to be giving the Bible study next Sunday. That was the plan. However, Merv has, he didn't go into great detail. He's going to be unable to help. So he had maybe some health challenges, didn't go into great specifics about that, but just didn't feel comfortable doing the Bible study. So I'm going to move something forward that I had planned down the road. If you want to, I think it'll be a good study. It's based on Max Lucado's latest book, Anxious for Nothing. Has anyone read this book yet or seen it around, floating around? No? If you want to order it, go for it. You don't have to do it. I've been reading tons of books over the last 3 months. This one's a really good one. He wrote it at the beginning of the pandemic. And so it very much so touches on where we're at these days. It's called Anxious for Nothing. You can find it on Amazon probably for $15. We don't have them pre-ordered. I'm just going to move it forward because we're kind of dancing around. That's kind of what I do these days. I fill holes and try to keep it going. So if you want to order it, great. If not, I will lead. I will share a discussion guide for those Bible studies through the month of December. Also, just a note too, man, who would have thought, you know, our online services, we get a lot of views with our online services. We know that's true. This happens every week. My home church in Spokane, Washington, made a quick decision last night to go online only through the month of December. They had some positive cases in their church. Their church wasn't able to get a service together for today. So Beautiful Savior Spokane is worshiping at Peace Lutheran this morning online. So these stories are happening weekly where we're having other people worship with our congregation. Thankfully, because of our production, we kind of have a high-end production, and so that's really good, but it does tell you what's happening out there. Many congregations are choosing to not worship. That is a fact. That's not, you know, I guess it's just their exposure is happening in congregations right now. And so most of those congregations are making the choice to keep it easy. So
can you hear me?
I can.
Thank you.
That go ahead. Do you want to say something? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
To figure all this out, but I wasn't sure I was on. Thank you.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Do you guys have anything else to share this morning? Anything going on in your neck of the woods before we get into the wired word?
Well, this afternoon,
prayers just to keep.
This afternoon, we're having a virtual Thanksgiving. We're having a virtual Thanksgiving Zoom get together this afternoon with my family.
But no food.
Oh, man, nice.
We had a Zoom meeting with Brian's whole family on Thanksgiving afternoon. And it was really nice because everybody was there. And it's a great way to do it, at least get connection.
We had an awkward moment. We did the same thing, a Thanksgiving virtual. Alicia might have shared that with you on Tuesday night, those of you who are with the fellowship. And my sister, who she got a divorce, some of you may remember, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. We knew that she had kind of been maybe seeing someone. And she introduced all of us to her boyfriend, which she does not like to go public with those things. And so that's how we met Paul on Thursday, was through Zoom, which was pretty unusual to meet someone.
Pretty traumatic for him.
He was quiet. He was quiet. He was quiet, but he looked like a really nice guy. Yeah. All right. We're going to go ahead and dig in with Wired Word here. Anyone else have anything to share? We'll pause for a little bit. Okay. Not a lot of prayer updates other than Kean Stokes is doing better. He's home. That's good. Larry and Ann Oliver they're recovering. And you get a sense of Larry's feeling better. Kathy Barrett is having up and down days. So, and I think that's a good indication of what this virus does for people. They can recover, but then there can be long-lasting down days and that sort of thing. So she still has days where her breath is short. So, I think it's important to keep her uplifted in prayer as well. But she is so thankful for the meals and everything that's been given to her in the last few weeks.
How about Carla?
Yeah. Oh, hopefully you saw Carla, the GoFundMe. Rick put that together.
Okay.
And Carla, the story with Carla is she got, I don't think she'll mind me sharing this. She got news maybe back in October that she needed a follow-up surgery for an arch replacement on her aorta. That's a pretty serious surgery, and it all relates to that aneurysm she had. The doctor at the time felt that she was not a good candidate for surgery because of her health, and basically told her to get paperwork ready for things. And after that meeting in October, come November, her health rebounded. The doctor now thinks she is doing better and can be a good candidate for this surgery, which is a praise the Lord thing. The challenge is the surgery can only be done at Stanford University in Palo Alto. And so that is scheduled for January 12th.
So I contacted Amanda and Jeff, her kids, about the GoFundMe. Yeah. And Jeff responded back and said, thanks, because she never would have told me. he said she wouldn't have shared it. So he was glad to know.
Yeah.
I heard back from Amanda, too, and she was grateful.
Yeah. By the way, that developed not from Carla. I got a phone call from Margaret Philpott and said, would the congregation consider setting up a GoFundMe page? And because Margaret is, knows how quiet and shy Carla is. that's where that came from. So, and then it just went from there.